Newark City Schools Board of Education is seeking candidates to fill the unexpired term of board member Dave Warner, who resigned on Friday. Those interested in serving on the school board should submit a notice of interest in writing to District Treasurer Julio Valladares and Board President Cindy Neely before the end of business on Friday. The new board member will serve through December 2025. The Mount Vernon City Council committee meeting is set to start at 7:10 tonight with a discussion on the AT&T tariff application presented by the Utilities Committee. The legislative session begins at 7:30 with a resolution to participate in the federal community project funding for fiscal year 2026 for municipal building construction. The Greater Johnstown Parks and Recreation District Board is actively seeking additional open spaces to fulfill the recreational requirements of the community. After identifying potential locations, the board will present proposals for residents and partners to evaluate and collaborate on funding options. Organizers emphasize the district's success hinges on community engagement. I'm Eric Brown reporting. Several school districts in Central Ohio are trying to address a data breach involving PowerSchool, a software used for managing and storing information like attendance and assignments. PowerSchool paid a ransom, but the data was still deleted. Granville, Lancaster, Reynoldsburg, and Canal Winchester, and others are all working on preventing issues like this from happening in the future. The need for a low-barrier shelter continues to be in the forefront after a United Way Community Partners Council forum held in Newark last week. A low-barrier shelter would serve anyone in the community, especially during severe weather, regardless of their criminal background, pets, or other issues. The warming shelters are only open when temperatures drop below a certain threshold. The Licking County Sheriff's Office says their deputies noticed a mail truck stuck in a driveway Saturday morning on State Route 310 in St. Albans Township. The patrol deputies were able to pull off and push the vehicle back onto the driveway so she could continue with her mail route. Deputies say they were happy to be able to lend a hand. I'm Eric Brown reporting.